broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
We don't have billboards anymore of people smoking cigarettes or drinking.
We have to renew people's faith in the promise of this country.
The budget the president's unveiling next week is going to propose a six-year.
The school does not teach Christianity.
It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and this is Patriot Radio for patriots, by patriots, and welcome. Don't forget the Patriot line is 877-876-7445. That's our Patriot hotline, 877-876-7445. Truth is our bitch here as we roll out Patriot Radio for patriots, by patriots, and welcome to the program. A furor in Texas over a proposed mandatory Arabic program in public schools. An Arabic program in public schools, mandatory. Now, I know about Spanish, and I know about Latin, and I know about French, and I know about a lot of different languages that you could optionally take in high school or optionally take at some point in your educational, you know, in the educational process. I never heard of any language being mandatory, and I damn sure ain't never heard of mandatory Arabic. So this is a further evolution, I think, of a mindset in this country that says, well, what went before is fine, but we've got a whole new set of priorities. We have a game. We have a dance that we're doing now. And this has a lot to do with encompassing a culture. Forget about whether or not that culture is a part of this one or is becoming a part of this one. And I'm, absolutely convinced we've got obviously very, very well ensconced and completely assimilated Arab Americans and Muslim Americans. That's not about that. We're talking about some other mindset, some other understanding of what we're supposed to do now. Mandatory Arabic. We've had Arab Americans and Muslim Americans for decades, but today, mandatory Arabic, because we're becoming more sensitive. And not religiously sensitive, culturally sensitive, to the point where you better learn Arabic. Because that's the way of the world. A billboard with a nude backside gets parents upset in Atlantic City, and Keith Olbermann becomes even more irrelevant with a new job at Current TV. Bob Green and Dean Wheeler are going to join us tonight. We have Bob Green coming up first, and we're going to be talking a little bit about billboards. One in particular that Mr. Green's company, Fraser Foods, has put up on the 5 Freeway here in Los Angeles. Our affiliate spotlight tonight on KBSZ 1260 AM in Phoenix and in Tallahassee, Alabama. Tallahassee, Alabama, WTLS 1300 AM. PhilHendryShow.com is the Phil Hendry Show website. Get over there and pick up what did I call it? Tallahassee? I said Tallahassee, Alabama. Excuse me. The folks in Tallahassee, Alabama. Our shot glasses, our best of CDs, our daily podcasts, our blog. It's all over there at PhilHendryShow.com, including right now. You can take a look at a live streaming video of the show and listen to live streaming audio. Our number, as I mentioned, is 877-876-PHIL. That is the Patriot hotline tonight and every night. You check in, and we're checking in right now with Bob Green from Fraser Foods. Now, I want to give you, Bob, just a quick take on this after I give a rundown, okay? But welcome to the show. I'm very happy that you've joined us.
Well, I'm happy that I'm on the program with you, Bill. I hope I get an opportunity to adequately express why we've done this billboard.
No, you'll get an opportunity, but I want to give people. And if I say anything wrong here, let me know.
Oh, I fully intend to, but we also want to make sure that this is not characterized as something that is salacious or that is intentionally obscene.
No, we're not going to do that, but here it is. You got a billboard on the 5 Freeway, and I think, what's the off-ramp?
It's the Harbor Boulevard off-ramp.
The Harbor Boulevard off-ramp, which is near where people get off for Disneyland and for some of these other amusements.
We chose it because it is well-traveled by families. That is correct, yes.
All right. So the billboard shows a woman's thighs and a string hanging down. And it's a billboard for Celeste Tampons and for Fraser Foods and your pharmacy or your health supply section. Is that right?
Yeah, that is exactly right. And we don't make any apologies for it. I think that the way you've described it there, with that kind of alarm in your voice, I think is unfair.
No. It's not alarming my voice, Bob. What I'm saying is that I just want to make sure that that is that not in point of fact what that billboard is. It's a two thighs, right?
Yeah, but we're not showing a woman's we're not showing any part of a woman's body that is her bare rear end. We're not doing that.
No, I didn't say that you did. You know,
we're not showing anything that is obscene. These are two a woman's thighs, as you said, and a string. And this was a creative effort, not only on my part, but it was a creative effort by the people at Celeste Tampon and at High Energy Advertising to do an outdoor campaign that was going to get people's attention. You've got a lot of people that are using that off-ramp. Many of them are families. You're absolutely right. And we see this as an opportunity for a lot of people, mothers or fathers, to get involved in a conversation with a daughter about, well, what is that, and what does that mean, and what why do I need that? And
so you see this ad, this billboard that you've got up there, as a way of bringing families together? Is that it?
I didn't say that, Phil. I said.
Well, I mean, you're saying that you've got a billboard up there that shows a woman's thighs and a string hanging down, and this is a way of getting a mother and a daughter to talk.
I said a way of getting a mother and a daughter to talk. I said a way of getting a father and a daughter to talk, because we've got a lot of single fathers out there.
And what are they going to talk about? They're going to talk about, you know, one of these days you're going to need a tampon?
No, not at all. They're going to be talking about the obvious question that's going to be asked by the daughter, which is, what is that? And the mother is going to have an opportunity to get into a topic that she otherwise might have a very difficult time getting into. And that was our intent, and that was the intent of Bill Gilling over at High Energy. That was the intent of Sandra Osgood, who's with Celeste Tampons. These are two very socially active people, and they wanted to do something that was going to not just sell the product, but make a difference in the lives that of the people seeing this billboard. So when you see a billboard that is an obvious eye-catcher...
All right, so I'm going to hold on for a minute, if you don't mind, Bob.
Well, if you see a billboard that's an obvious eye-catcher, it's going to start a conversation.
All right, to start a conversation, I want to ask you a question. I'm a father, and I'm driving down the road with my daughter. And I see this billboard, and my daughter says, Daddy, what is that? Now I'm supposed to have this conversation that you told me to have, that you and the people at Celeste Tampons told me to have.
No, we're not telling you got to do anything, all right?
Well, you just got done telling me, though, that the billboard is designed to get conversation going. Isn't the billboard designed to sell the product?
Absolutely. It's there to sell the Celeste Tampon product, and it will, because the name of the product is very prominently displayed. And so while the conversation is being had between this father and this daughter that you're talking about, yourself and a daughter, or a mother and a daughter, they'll see the tampon product name. And at that time, the mother will say, or the daughter will say, let's go to the store and let's buy this product and familiarize ourselves with it. There is the name of our store, Fraser Foods. And so this is the symbiosis that we're hoping to achieve, and we know we will achieve.
And all right, this symbiosis that you want to achieve, I'm driving down the road with my daughter, and I see this, and now my daughter says to me, what is that? And what am I supposed to say?
Mr. Henry, I don't know if all men are as shy as you are or as modest as you are.
It doesn't have anything to do with being shy or modest. It has to do with me wanting to have this conversation when I want to have this conversation. Why can't we keep these advertisements G-rated? Okay, isn't this a provocative billboard that underage kids are going to see?
There is absolutely nothing in the billboard showing a woman's thighs and a string that is obscene. It shows a woman's thighs and a string, and it encourages parents that drive by that billboard to do something that they haven't probably done, and that is engage their daughters in a conversation about that product. We have young women, Mr. Henry, that are...
And why is that your responsibility?
Hold on for a minute, Mr. Henry. We have children.
No, but why is that your responsibility to push into the family discussion, a discussion of tampons?
We have, in our society, young women that are getting pregnant at earlier and earlier ages, younger and younger ages, young women that are becoming sexually active younger and younger. We obviously do not have, in many instances, we don't have parents that are qualified or that are ready to have the kinds of conversations that they should have with a young lady. And I said to Bill Gilling, and I said also to Sandra Osgood, I said, we've got to take an active part, and if we've got to take literally the topic and stick it right between the eyes of the parents, that's what we got to do.
And you had this conversation with an advertising executive. You had this conversation with the advertising person with a company. And I'm wondering, where did you ever get the chutzpah? You know,
Mr. Henry, I'm very familiar with talk radio and what it is that you people do.
No, well, hold on for a minute. I mean, I'm not. All I'm doing here is asking a question that I don't think is an untoward question. You got this billboard, and you're saying we better have this conversation. You, Bob Green, you're making that decision.
I am making that decision, Sandra Osgood from Celeste Tampons, Bill Gilling from High Energy Advertising, based upon the people that we know and the. And the life that we see around us, and these kids getting pregnant, and yes, that is...
All right, so you've made the decision that you're going to have a billboard with two thighs and a string hanging down, and that will force a woman and that'll force a father into having this conversation with their daughter. And I'm telling you that it is, in my opinion, it's you... And it's people such as you. When you said you people, talking about talk show hosts, Mr. Green, what about you people who decide, well, this is a good conversation for parents to have?
Because someone needs to take a responsible hand. When you talk about talk radio or some of the people that you talk to in your audience, and there is no real limit, there is no containment, there's no, I don't think that there is any disciplined format for having these discussions, then yes, somebody has to take this, I would say, this step. And we have, other companies have done this in the past. I don't see it as revolutionary.
You don't think that a billboard with two women's thighs and a string hanging down is provocative?
I think you're being overly sensitive. People are happy with this kind of advertising because it finally gives them an excuse and a good entree into having this conversation. Most people, Mr. Henry, especially if you talk about a father, he has no idea how to get into a conversation about tampon use with his daughter.
And okay, so when he drives by the billboard, you know...
No, when he drives by the billboard, that gives him the opportunity. Because his daughter is going to say, Dad, what is that?
And what does the dad say?
The father would respond, if it was me, Mr. Henry, I'd say that is a string from a tampon that's inserted into a woman's... You know, and I would use the appropriate word.
And you're going to be talking this way to a girl that's how old? A girl that's 12? A girl that's 11?
I'm going to be talking that way to a young lady. Did she not ask me what that string is?
Yes, she asked you, and you're going to tell me you're sitting there talking to an 11 or 12-year-old girl, and you're saying that's a string from a tampon. That's inserted into appropriate word here. And that's how you get into the conversation with your daughter on what a tampon is. All right, Bob, why don't you hang on the line here, okay?
Well, I'm going to hang on the line, and I want to have a conversation that is a civilized conversation about what parents need to be reminded of. And we're hopeful they'll buy it at our store, and we're hopefully use less tampons, but that's not the important part. The important part is that they've got to sit down and have this conversation with their kids.
All right, hold on for a minute here. So you got to sit down, folks, and have this conversation with your kids as fast as you can. Not when you want to have the conversation, but when Bob Green from Fraser Foods said that you should have the conversation. When you see his billboard showing two women's thighs, and a string hanging down. What's that, Dad? That's a tampon. Time for you to have the conversation. 877-876-7445. Your calls for our guest, Bob Green, up next. Doesn't this billboard go too far? I can't be the only person who thinks this goes overboard. A string hanging down between a woman's thighs. Next hour, it's Dean Whaley here on Radio for Patriots, by Patriots, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445.
Phil Hendry.
Radio for Patriots by Patriots, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Call the Patriot hotline right now at 877-876-PHIL. Robert Green from Fraser Foods with a billboard on the Harbor Boulevard exit at the Santa Ana Freeway down there in Buena Park. And basically, or in Anaheim, rather, and it basically it's a billboard showing a woman's thighs with a string hanging down. It's very graphic.
I don't think it is. This is where I disagree. What do you mean it's graphic?
It's two thighs and a string. There's, if you're an adult human being, you know what that is. All right.
All right. If you're an adult human being, you know what that is. If you're a child, do you?
No, but you have said you anticipate that the child would ask the question. What is that?
That is correct.
Okay, and so Bob Green has decided for me, a father, millions of fathers, millions of mothers.
If this is something, Mr. Hendry, that is uncomfortable for a man, and you're basically saying, I don't mind a woman doing this.
I mind parents being told by you, the tampon company, and the advertising agency, time now to talk to your daughter about what a tampon is. Now, you just gave me advice, and I have to come out and tell you, I think it's the most grotesque.
What was?
What a father is supposed to say to a daughter, Daddy, what is that? Well, that's a string from a tampon. That goes up inside, and then I use the word?
I'm not saying you use a street or gutter word.
I'm saying you're telling me to use the actual clinical word.
Yes, you can use the V word if that's the one you're talking about.
All right, so here I am, a father with my 11-year-old. That goes up in the, just like that.
Well, Mr. Henry, I don't know how shy a guy you are. I'm not shy. I don't have daughters, but if I did, I would say to them, that string is attached to a thing called a tampon. And if you want to be a little bit more familiar and use some humor, you can say that goes right up into your blankety-blank. But the point here, I think, is that...
The point here is that you don't have daughters, and you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, okay, I will reserve judgment there.
No, I just don't believe that you do. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Steve in San Francisco. Steve, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Green. Go ahead.
Well, it just took the words right out of my mouth. I have two daughters, and this knucklehead doesn't have any. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's trying to sell a product. It's all about money, him selling a product. This is not the way to introduce kids.
Need to connect.
This is not the way to introduce children. This is not the way to introduce children to this topic. This is outrageous that this guy would think about putting money in his pocket and think that he's doing sex education.
Am I not allowed to sell tampons? Am I not allowed to sell tampons? That's what you're saying. So we don't.
This is not about selling tampons. About selling tampons.
It's about you with a string hanging down between two thighs. You know any kid is going to ask what that is.
Absolutely. That's what we intended. And why?
Do you have any kids? Do you have any kids? Do you have a son?
I want to have kids.
You don't have kids. You don't know what you're talking about.
I'm hoping someday to have children. Yes, I do.
You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know how to raise a child.
Can I tell you something, Sarah? You know, the question is, do I have any kids? I was a kid once, all right? I was a kid.
Were you a girl? You weren't a girl, were you?
Did you use a tampon?
Excuse me. I had sisters who did, and I saw, like any young man, I would peek through the door and see what they're doing.
And like any young man, you'd peek through the door.
I beg your pardon? Sir, what shame do I need to have in order to bring families together over a topic? Sex education in our schools, sex education at home. These kids are getting pregnant at younger and younger ages.
It's your basic ignorance. If you don't have children, you've never had to raise children, educate children, you're starting with a point of basic ignorance. And so what this is about, from my perspective, is you're trying to sell a product and make money. You don't have a clue about what you're doing.
I think that's very easy to say.
You can do the damage that you're doing by having this kind of billboard up in California.
I challenge you, and I challenge Mr. Hendry to tell me what damage I am doing.
You're simply intruding into a very private avenue of family communication. You said yourself, we're forcing the dialogue. We're forcing the dialogue.
And what is wrong with forcing healthy dialogue? The gentleman asked a question. He was right. I don't have children. And when I grew up, I had to peek through a bathroom door to see what my sisters were doing with those tampons.
I would admit that on national radio, pal. I tell you, maybe that starts with a problem.
Excuse me. What does that mean?
You're peeking through the crack of a bathroom door looking at what your sisters are doing. Hang on the line, Mr. Green. Thanks so very much, Steve, for your call. Our number, the Patriot Hotline, is 877-876-PHIL. Bob Green with a billboard that shows a string going down between a woman's thighs, and he thinks that's a great billboard advertising tampons and getting families to have that conversation. Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry. Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And you're listening to radio for patriots, by patriots, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's not enough to be an American anymore. You have to be a patriotic American. You have to be, in the words of many of our great young men and women who are in military service, you have to be willing to write a check up to and including the amount of your own life for this country, and that's what our show is all about. We have Robert Green on the line with us here from Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California. The billboard says Celeste tampons, Fraser Foods, two thighs and a string hanging down, and it has people offended and insulted, and you feel that you're doing a public service.
Is that a question, sir? Because
that is a question. You feel you're doing a public service.
Absolutely, we're doing a public service.
By forcing families to have this dialogue.
I don't know that we're forcing anybody. What we're doing is we're selling a very fine product, and we are advertising our store. And we're also, yes, we're also saying it's about time you and your daughter got together and had a conversation, because your daughter statistically is going to get pregnant. Statistically, it'll become a burden on the people of the state of California or other states. And statistically, we've got another kid that we got to figure out what we're supposed to do with it. And so, if you don't mind, would you please explaining to your kid what that string is attached to?
Oh, so now it's about your kid. And again, it's you telling these parents, and you telling them what to do, and you telling them how to do it, and not giving anybody the opportunity. And again, Mr. Green, you know, you talk about what you know as a parent. You're not a parent.
Are you a parent?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Do you have a daughter?
Yes, I do.
All right. And so I did not have daughters, but I was a young man. I grew up in a house full of girls, and I had no idea what those were, and no one explained it to me. And you and that other man seemed to take exception to the fact that I had to hide in a bathroom or hide in a closet and watch my sisters use tampons so I'd know what they were about.
And you were hiding in a closet, sir, for reasons, in my opinion, that have nothing to do with learning anything. And I think you, like a lot of liberals, you know, you use some very sketchy psychology to cover up what I think is a profound problem. You use some real sketchy social intention to cover up a real problem.
What do you mean sketchy social intention?
Some idea about having families talking to each other when, in point of fact, you're hiding in a closet when you were a kid.
I was hiding in a closet to learn something, Mr. Hendry. I should only hope young people would do that.
You're hiding in a closet to learn something, all right. And I don't quite know what it is.
And I resent, and you're walking right up to the edge of what I think is actionable. I resent your inference.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL on the Patriot Hotline tonight. Let's go over to Rusty in Anchorage, Alaska. Rusty, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I'm a parent, and I've got two daughters, eight kids total. And
you got eight kids. You need a lot of advice. I'm just kidding. I'm sure you know what you're doing, sir.
Yeah, I do. But I know for one thing, right, is that none of my boys hide in the closet and watch their sisters. They're more intelligent. They pick up a box and look at the instructions on the back and read about it.
Did you think about that, Mr. Green?
I got to tell you, I really resent what the two of you men are inferring. What is the inference here? That there's something that's sick about me?
I guess what my point is you are going by trying to say that we need to, as parents, deliver this message. You've gone way over the heads of the parents in America. This is that message is a time and a place. It's a sacred, right. It's a sacred message between you and your daughter, not to be posted on a billboard in California. That's the reason we're in Alaska. We don't have billboards because we don't want trash like that advertised to our kids.
Let me ask you an honest question. You don't have billboards in Alaska. How educated do you think the people of Alaska are on what a tampon is?
Oh, you got to be kidding, man. Are you kidding? Like, they don't know what a tampon is?
No, but I'm saying on how to communicate what a tampon is to their kid, to their daughter.
It's easy. You go grab the box out from under the sink in the bathroom, and you bring it out, and you say, this is what a tampon is. Here's the instructions on how to use it. Then you explain to them in a very lovingly, friendly, parent way that what it's for.
Well, that
it definitely isn't.
What that is the beginning steps toward not knowing anything about that part of the body. And I guess you underestimate
the power of parents in this country today, because I don't know anybody else.
I don't know if you're looking at the same statistics I'm looking at. Looking at the same statistics I'm looking at, you're seeing these kids are getting pregnant all over the place, unwed mothers all over the place, and I try to figure out something for myself as a kid who got no attention from my father or mother. I hide in a closet and I watch my sisters use tampons, and you guys want to turn me into a pervert. And I can tell you that...
Are you telling me that when you were a kid you went into that closet because you needed an education? Yeah, you know, you needed a parent, all right. You needed a parent to smack you, okay, and get you out of there.
To smack me.
That's exactly right. And get you the hell out of that closet and give your daughter some privacy. Rusty, thanks so much for calling us tonight. It's 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445 on the Patriot Hotline tonight. Dave in Greensboro, North Carolina. Dave, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
All right. Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Yes, very good, sir. Thank you.
I want to paint a picture here. You know, I got twin boys that are 13 years old, and I got an 11-year-old daughter. Now, if I'm going down the interstate at 70 miles an hour, I can tell you how my twin boys are going to react to this conversation. I mean, you're totally nuts. I mean, you know,
I don't understand. 70 miles an hour, and your boys are going to do, what does the speed of the car have to do with your boys?
Let me tell you something. You have been in a closet for a reason, and I think you know what it is. But this isn't the kind of conversation
you're calling me a homosexual. Is the gentleman calling me a homosexual? If you're calling me a homosexual, that's actionable.
And it's not actionable. It's the man's opinion.
You've used that word and pervert yourself. I didn't use those two words. So, you know,
Let me tell you something.
You shouldn't be having these kind of conversations in the car with a carload of kids in mixed company.
Oh, you didn't explain to me, sir, when you're going down the road 70 miles an hour and your two sons see a string coming down from a woman's thighs, I don't understand how that relates. You can easily say to the boys, that's a string.
First of all, the two boys don't need to learn all this about their sister.
Exactly.
They have no idea of what's going on to begin with. I mean, you are way off base here. You don't have kids, I can guarantee it.
You didn't tell me there was a daughter in the car. You didn't tell me there was a sister. If I had two boys, I would say, and of course this is an opportunity for you to bond with your sons using humor.
Yeah, but you also didn't say, in the closet and stare at your...
Sir, well, I'm not going to be staring at my wife. I looked at my mother and my sisters when I was young.
I never needed to do that in my life.
Well, that doesn't necessarily, sir, and with all due respect, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. You didn't need it. I don't know your mental health.
I'm going to tell you right now that your parents should have taken you to a... The more stuff you tell me, Bob, the more I believe you. The more I believe...
You guys are laughing. I'm doing a public service for...
Yeah, you think you are. You're doing a service, all right.
Do you deny that we've got children that are getting pregnant? Do you deny that we have a teenage pregnancy problem? Do you find that funny? I don't.
I don't find it funny at all. Problem. You raise your daughters right, and you don't have that problem.
Here's the situation.
The country has the problem. The country. And it takes a village. And I guess you two guys don't appreciate
that. Well, let me tell you what. Your idea is totally wrong.
Right. And, Bob, what I was going to say, and I'm not going to laugh. I'm going to tell you straight up. If you were my son, I would have had you talking to a professional, hiding in the closet, looking at your mother and your daughters, or your sisters. I don't know. I mean, it might be a very, very healthy, maybe you're an oversexed, kid.
You know something? What does that mean, oversexed?
I mean, maybe you were just like raring to go, man. How old were you?
I was nine.
Nine?
He needed psychology. He needed a psychiatrist.
I love this. So we go to the ad hominem attacks about my mental health because neither one of you guys can argue the point. Neither one of you guys can argue.
We've been arguing the point, man. If you think that that's a normal thing to see two thighs and a string hanging down between them and say, well, this is an opportunity for me to talk to my daughter about tampons, I'm telling you, and my callers are telling you, that that is not the case. Thank you so much for your call, Dave. I appreciate it. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Robert Green with us from Fraser Foods, and Bob, we're talking about a billboard that you put up for your business, for a product that you carry, Celeste Tampons. It's a giant billboard there at Harbor on the 5. And you put it at Harbor even though your store's in Buena Park.
I put it at Harbor even though my store's in Buena Park. Now, are you going to make an issue out of that?
Yeah, I'm going to make an issue out of that because that's not Buena Park. That's going into Anaheim, right?
It's an exit that's used by a great many cars. And
because it exits to Disneyland, you know there's going to be families.
And I'm using good marketing sense, and that's a bad thing in the mind of Phil Hendry and his very educated listeners. You know, Mr. Hendry, I'm a liberal for a reason. I'm a liberal for a reason. I went to school. I went to college. Did you go to college, sir?
You know what you're doing now.
Did you go to college, Mr. Hendry?
I did not.
You did not?
I went to 2 years of JC.
2 years of JC, and here you are hosting a national show. I went to college, and I'm telling you, and forgive me, but your undereducated listeners, that a tampon ad with a string between two thighs is not going to kill anybody. And I'm also going to tell you, I went to college, I got an education, and I look back on my life, and me hiding in a closet and staring at my older sister, it's not as bad as you think.
Oh, okay. It's not as bad as I think. Is it bad?
It's not bad.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll defer to you. You got the college education. Staring at your older sister now as she bent, and then that was the end of that.
You told me not to be graphic. If you want, I'll paint a picture for you. I'll send you the whole story.
No, I don't want.
All right. Because it sounds to me like you and your listeners want the juicy details. And that's something for me. That's what I save that for myself.
Okay. I love this.
No, well, you're sputtering. You're going there,
No, I love this. I love it when a liberal just walks right into the meat cleaver. You guys walking right into the airplane propeller. 877-876-PHIL. Chris in Raleigh, North Carolina. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Chris, go ahead, please.
Okay, Bob, I'm going to go ahead and say my first point. What happened with your childhood, that's utterly disgusting. I agree with Phil. Your parents should have done something with you. My second point is I have a daughter. She's almost 10 years old, and girls are starting to get.
We just lost the caller. Sorry. Might have been something in the atmosphere. It might have been, who knows. Let's go to another call here. Greg in Valdosta. Go ahead, Greg. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Green. The gentleman we lost his call. Go ahead, Greg.
Yes, I mean, I think that's going a little bit overboard. I mean, as parents, we do to have talks with our children about sex. I have a daughter who's 11 and one that's 18.
Right.
Okay. Now, the one that's 11, of course, her cycle has not started. Okay.
Yes,
now,
sir.
the one that's 18... It did at that time. I kind of left it up to her mother to talk to her about that. But I have talked to her about sex, you know, and letting her know how I was as a young man and how boys will tell you anything, you know, to get down.
That's the truth. That's right. Yeah.
Mr. Hendry, it's okay. This guy calls it and it's okay, but when I say that, it's bad.
You're talking about hiding in a closet.
Let me ask this gentleman, have you... All right, well, maybe do you ever hide in the closet, sir? Or when you were a kid?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
You don't hide in the closet as an adult. You don't do that.
Not as an adult. Of course not.
I'd like the gentleman to answer.
I think he did. Go ahead, Greg.
No, I have not hid in the closet, sir. No.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I just think that's a little too much for me.
You know what, Greg? Use the word. It's weird, man. It's weird.
You're putting words into the listener's mouth.
No, the gentleman wants to be polite, but I'll say it for him. It's freaking weird. It's weird to be looking at a billboard with a string between the thighs, and let's get the conversation going between Gat. And here's a man, every gentleman you've heard on my show tonight wants to have that conversation, if he has that conversation with his daughter, when he so chooses. And like this man Greg said, he'll leave a lot of that to the wife. Greg, thanks so much for your call. And we'll take a break here and finish up our final segment with Robert Green from Fraser Foods, who has a billboard out on the Santa Ana Freeway in the Los Angeles metro area, folks. And what does it have on it? A string hanging down between two thighs. This is so the conversation can get going about what tampons are for. So he makes the decision, a grocery store owner. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is Radio by Patriots for Patriots. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, radio for Patriots, by Patriots. We got our Patriot line open at 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. We're going to be talking next hour about prisons. We're going to be talking next hour. Are we going to be talking prisons? I think so. And your taxes. And we're also going to get into a lot of different things having to do with the Chamber of Commerce speech that President Obama made, there's a whole kinds of problems that have to be addressed there. Welcome back to the program here. Robert Green on the line as we talk about the billboard that has to do with the string between two thighs. Unreal. Felicia in San Antonio, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Felicia?
And Mr. Hendry, I'd like to say something. I don't like being characterized. You say that, and I'm just supposed to sit here and suck on it?
You can use another phrase than suck on it. Felicia, go ahead. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm a mother of six children. I have four boys and two girls. And, you know, if you raise your children right, any girl starting her period at 9 between 14, she's going to wear a pad. From maybe 15 on, then they'll start talking about tampons. If he wants to make a statement about pregnancy, maybe he should have laid a condom on the girl's thigh or something, but not a tampon.
I don't understand. I mean, I'm trying to do something that's hygienic. You have two sons. Didn't you say you have four sons, correct, ma'am?
I have four sons.
All right.
And none of my sons really need to know why my daughters use tampons. Well, they need to know what a tampon is. But even then, you know,
if they're gay, unless they're gay, have you not found your sons hiding in a closet, staring at you or one of your daughters? I'm sure it's a normal thing.
Oh no, 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 no!
Oh, come on!
He would be in big trouble.
See, I think when you
teach your children respect, and if you don't have that respect for your children. And you don't teach your children respect and respect other people, then peeking in on the girls is not showing your sister's respect.
I was trying to say that when you don't, you're inquisitive as a boy. Okay?
That's fine.
When I was
there's Penthouse, Playboy, and right even now,
right.
Damn internet.
What, Mr. Henry, what do you mean right?
That's what I did. I would go down and sneak peeks at the Playboy.
You told me once that you stole Playboys.
Yes, I did. I shoplifted a couple of Playboys when I was 13.
I have a 15-year-old son. I found him underneath his mattress. He's not peeking in on his sister.
What's the difference between
that?
That
was gross.
What is the difference between that and peeking at his sister?
There's a big difference, man.
It's his sister. That's like, I mean, you're not going to have sex with your sister. That's incest. Why would you peek and look at your sister?
Of course you're not going to. My sons, I've got two boys. I caught them one day hiding in the closet looking at their mother. And I found it to be the most normal thing. Of course, I punished them.
Looking at their mother, looking at your wife.
No,
You have increasingly turned me into the freak tonight, Mr. Henry. I notice that it's very good.
No, you just said that your sons, you caught them in a closet looking at your wife, looking at their mother.
Yes, that's a totally normal thing.
Here's a mother that we have on the line here, Felicia, and she doesn't think it's normal. Felicia, I appreciate very much your call this evening. And by the way, Felicia, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give you a $50 gift certificate to Pro Flowers as a little Valentine's gift from the Phil Hendry Show.
That to me is just... Suck it up to your...
Will you hold on, please? I'm giving you a $50 gift certificate, Felicia, for being on our show tonight. I want to let everybody know to go to proflowers.com, a $50 gift certificate from ProFlowers for you for Valentine's Day. We appreciate you calling us. Everybody go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone, and enter my name, Hendry. Thank you, Felicia, for your call tonight, too, okay? And hold on, because we want to get your name... Hold on, we want to get your name and address and everything to send you that gift certificate.
That to me, is the most shameless... That is the most shameless kind of suck it up that I've ever seen in my life.
What do you mean shameless?
You were here telling me that I can't have a tampon hanging off a billboard, and you just gave that woman flowers. Did you pay her to call up and make fun of me? Did you pay her to...
No, sir, I didn't pay her to call up. I didn't even know who she was. And you just got done, by the way, admitting that your son's hid in a closet and looked at your wife.
It's a totally normal thing to do when your own mother has a very... has a large chest, okay?
All right, thanks a lot, Bob. We'll be back. This is Radio by Patriots for Patriots, the Phil Hendry Show.